Hi, this is your girl, Nashayla Moore, and I want to talk about a topic. Yes, I want to talk about a topic that came across my mind as I was on social media, to be honest with you. I'm noticing, and I've heard this in the past, and I've probably even said it myself and just realized that you have to think thoroughly before you say certain things. And this is something very common that a lot of times a lot of people say, but preferably women. Yes, preferably women. We always tend to look at another woman in her situation and circumstances with another man, whether she's dating him, whether she's interacting with them, she's in a relationship, situationship, whatever the case may be. We always want to size it up and say, famous words, she's not a good woman, or if she was a good woman, or maybe she's not a good woman. And I'm like, as I get older, I'm like, wait a minute, what is the meaning or the definition, or who is saying or authorizing what a good woman is? You know, it's really sad. But we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be really honest with ourselves and understand that everybody's not going to fit the category of what you might think a good woman is. It's just to each his own. That's why I'm coming on this platform today. This is something that we don't talk about, ladies and gentlemen. It's to each his own. It's to each his own. You can't look at somebody and determine if they're a good woman or if they do one thing in front of you or audience or the camera. And then we have this like judgment and we can say, oh, if she was a good woman or if he was a good man, you know, that has been very common in the relationship. We tend to watch a couple of things that's on the exterior, and then we size it up and we got the whole thing mapped out, when in fact we really don't know what's going on in the relationship. We don't know the standard of the relationship. We don't know what's required within that relationship. And it's just so many other levels to this, ladies and gentlemen. How can you look at somebody and say, oh, if she was a good woman? Because a lot of times, and I'm just going there. Yes, I am. I'm going there. Nashayla Moore is going there. We're talking real life, real talk, relationships. I'm going there. Yes, I am. The bottom line is, what I've came to learn as I've, you know, as I'm getting older, a lot of times people are going through things in the relationship that we will never know about. Yes, I did. I said it. There are a lot of things within a relationship that you will not see or will never see. But we tend to, and this is very common. This is very common. I've done it. We see just a little snippet, or we get a visual of a little bit of the relationship, and then we have it all together. We got the whole, you know, we know everything about the relationship. We want to be Dr. Phil and Oprah Winfrey. You know, we want to, you know, sit on somebody's couch and tell them, or have them sit on our couch and tell them what's wrong with their relationship. And that's not the case. You know, I do have a platform where I discuss the relationship and I discuss reality relationships, real life. But guess what? I give you the opportunity to go and, you know, verify my information, because I'm not always right, ladies and gentlemen. I am not always right. I only go according to experience, what I know, and then sometimes I do research, you know. But a lot of it is experience and what I know and some research, you know. But there's no perfect relationship. Let's just put that on the table to get this whole conversation started on the podcast. There is no perfect relationship. We can't say what works for one relationship is necessarily going to work for another relationship. And I think that is the problem with a lot of times when we do judgment. We don't realize that whatever it took for her to be in the relationship, or what for her to sustain the relationship, or her to maintain the relationship, or for him to sustain the relationship, or for him to maintain the relationship, we don't know. You know, it's just cut and dry. We don't know.
And we will never know. You know, we only know what people tell us and what they allow us to see. You understand? Have you ever been in a relationship where you go to the family's house for dinner and you're putting on these roles and you're not really showing everything that's going on, but people are trying to pick up or put the pieces together to figure out what's going on with you and your spouse, whether it's the man or whether it's the woman, you know, whoever family house you go to, and they're trying to figure out, like, what's going on? You know, something is wrong. I'll pick it up. You know, the family members, they want to know, you know, they with the drama. They are with the drama. They want to know what's going on. They want to know, you know what I'm saying? They with it, you know, and man, it, like the song say, they got time. They got time today. And they really just want to know what's going on, because a lot of times people enjoy and they drive, or they, you know, they feed off the drama. So it's not nothing, anything wrong, because we have all been there, at least most of us, because I've been there. I raised two hands for that, you know. But as I got, you know, as I've become more and more, how can I say, mature and older, you realize you will never know what's going on. You don't know what she's going through. You know what? You never know what he's going through. You don't know what he got to take off of her and she got to take off of him, or any other partner for that matter. You know, we have to understand and respect one another and understand that there's no definition. You know, women get this kick out of, oh, if she was a good woman. I mean, what is a good woman? What is the definition of a good woman? And where are they writing these manuals for us that it's law for us to read in order to be considered a good woman? I would like to know. Could you please, somebody tell me, where are the manuals that we have to read, that somebody's standard, somebody else's standard, we have to go against their standard in order to be considered a good woman? I just need to know. Help me here. Help me. You know, make it make sense. Make it make sense, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, that's why Nishayla Moore is here, because we were living in all these fallacies. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm not going to get it. And I'm not going to try to get it, because this is the way people have lived. But Nishayla Moore don't live that way. It is what it is. What works to make my man happy might not work for you to make your man happy. So just because I don't do to the standard of what you need to do for your man doesn't mean that I'm not a good woman. You know, I might be a good woman in my relationship, but I might not be a good woman to your husband or to your man or to your boo thing or whatever your situation is. You can't look at somebody else and judge, you know, if they're a good woman or not. Now, you can say if a person doesn't clean the house, they're nasty. That is a clear fact. That is a clear fact. You can say they're nasty, or you can say if a person is doing XYZ or not taking care of kids, they're not a good mother. The woman is not a good mother. And even then, you can't even judge to a certain extent. But if you see certain things that are just clear points, yeah, you could say, well, maybe she could do better as far as being a mother or parenting. But you can't just jump off, you know, the end and say, oh, they're not a good woman. Oh, she's not a good woman. Oh, she's not a good woman. Oh, she knew how to be a good woman. Or if she was a good woman. Or if she was a good woman. I am so tired of hearing that. Really. I pray that nobody comes around me with that, because it's just sickening to hear somebody who's standing on the outside looking in to judge what's going on in somebody else's relationship. It is ridiculous. And when I heard that, I was like, what is her standard versus the other lady's standard to keeping a man? Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not to bander or bash or assassinate anyone. We just talking, we stating facts here. These are facts that can be proven. You can't go around and judge somebody else's relationship just because it worked for you. Because every man is different. What works for one man might not work for another man. What keeps one man happy, another man might not like. What you do in the bed with one man, another man might say, that doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me. So we need to stop twirling ourselves around like we, you know, all that in the bag of chips, when we're not. Because whatever she doing to keep her man, she got him. And she's keeping him.
and maintain it and sustain it. We need to stop that. We need to back up, back up, back up and stay in your lane. Now, if in fact you have a girlfriend or you have an association with somebody and they're telling you, you know, he want me to do this, but I'm doing X, Y, Z, going in the opposite direction, that's a different story. We're not talking about those type of situations. We're talking about pure, preliminary judgment on people. They don't even know the story. They don't even know the situation. They don't know the circumstances. They don't know their relationship. They don't even be around these people. But of course, we can't stop people for having their own, you know, opinion. Because that's all it is, really, is just an opinion. You know, even though we have to accept that people have a right to opinion. Yes, you do. But just because you got a right to your own opinion, or you've came up with your opinion about Nichelle Lamore or anybody else in this world, guess what? I don't have to listen to it. You know, you can't come around somebody in their home or around them and say what you want to say. And this is what a lot of people do. It's really sad. It is really sad because I see a lot of women that have to be listening to these other women that feel that they have the book of how to be a good woman. They wrote the book. Really? Every man don't go according to what you like or what you think as a standard of a good woman. Because all men don't like the same things. They don't. Some men like things different, and some men are bad boys. So sometimes they like a little drama in their relationship. Whereas another woman, she probably couldn't deal with that, or a man couldn't take all that drama. I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. We need to stop that. We really do. And understand that everybody is different, and we have a right in this world to live our life the way we want to accordingly, long as you're not offending anybody else. And what I mean by offending anybody else, it's not like you living with the person and you're doing all these things. You're living by yourself, you're with your man in your own privacy or your own home or wherever you guys go. Guess what? That's your relationship. That's your relationship. You don't owe anybody anything. I wish somebody would tell me I wasn't a good woman. I mean, really. Because I will read them their rights, seriously. Because I know I go according to what my man want or what my man desire or what works for me and my guy. I'm not going to listen to a bunch of, and half of the time, not all the time, some of the times the women are most of the time single. They're saying it. If you was a good woman. And I'm looking like, if you was a good woman, you would have a man, right? To even say something like that out of your mouth. I mean, we just got to really, really think about what we say. And this goes for myself, ladies and gentlemen. You just can't run off at the mouth and think everybody's going to tolerate or deal with that. That's not right. You have to be respectful to other people. Everybody have a right to decide to do or be with whoever they want to be with. And guess what? It doesn't make her less of a woman if she accepts something or she deals with something. If he might have told her, it might not be a bigger deal to him. He might have told her, "Bae, it's not a big of deal." You know, with one man, it might be something might be a big deal. And then with another man, he might be like, "Bae, it's not a big deal if you do this for me." So we got to be careful of that, you know. And I understand that we want to do things right in the relationship. Now, we can just say that. We can do some things nice in the relationship. And hopefully, if the person is on the same page, he'll like it. But not necessarily mean to say that you a good woman or you a bad woman, because some men don't require all that. Some men really just don't require all that. And we just have to accept it. You know, if we start worrying about our own relationships, we'd probably be able to have a man versus a lot of women that don't take care of their own self and their own lane. A lot of times we're so focused on somebody else or our girlfriend or whatever. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this for the record. I've been there several times. So this is not something I'm just saying, just trying to, she's saying something to assassinate. Because, you know, a lot of times we don't like to hear the truth. Let's just be 100 with it. We don't like to hear when it's something convicting our own spirit or convicting or something that we're doing that's right. And we're being told the truth. A lot of times we don't want to hear it. And that's cool. Because if you don't want to hear it, you can exit stage left off my podcast. Because trust me, it's going to be many, many more people that's going to listen to what I have to say. And I'm not saying it being arrogant. I'm saying it what the facts are. The facts are. I have 8 to 12 podcast platforms. And if you don't want to listen to it, if you feel that I'm a little abrupt, trust me, there are other people that will listen to what I have to say. And I'm not being, you know, nasty. I'm just stating facts. Because a lot of times, even I myself used to be that way. Didn't want to hear the truth. Didn't, you know, want to receive what was right, you know. And what's right is we have to stay in our own lane. And whatever works for somebody else in their relationship, let them live. Let them live. That's their relationship. I don't care what she doing. It might not be appeasing to you, but obviously it's appeasing to him because he with her. Guess what? He with her, you know. So I'm just going to go over, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't want to do a real long podcast, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm going to go over, like, some qualities of a good woman. But these are all opinionated, meaning things that you can, a man could like or don't like. But these are just like, how can I say it? The guide. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? You know, the standard that they're saying. But you don't have to go according to the standard. You know, you go according to what your man want. That's what you do. Because whatever your man want, that's what's going to make him happy. Not them 17 or 15 things I'm about to discuss right now. Because you can talk about that all day long. But guess what? If he don't like none of them, guess what? What does that mean? Who's wrong and who's right? Because you can listen to these people right here. You can listen to me and I could be wrong. You have to have your own better judgment. It's nothing wrong with listening to Nishay Lamore because Nishay Lamore have experience. I'm never going to tell you not to listen to me. But at the same time, once you listen to me, you gather your own, like, your own perception of what you hear from me, what you know, your experience. And you gather and you come up with your own opinion. You come up with your own conclusion. You don't supposed to just let everybody, what they say, be law. Nobody. Well, in my case, the only person I say is law is God. But that's me, you know. But what I'm saying is you don't just listen to anybody and just think everything they say is law. It's not like that. Now, you can choose to do what you want to do, but I'm just telling you, you know, it's sad, you know, that we judge people like that. And it's just the world. This is not just, you know, with the relationship. People do this all day, every day. This is an everyday thing. It's sad, but it happens, you know. I'm going to talk about the relationship, and I'm going to talk about how women are looked upon. If you don't do these things, then you're not a good woman. I'm going to talk about them. Yes. So let's get started. Number one, we're talking about qualities of a good woman. Honest and trustworthy. Some men say that's the key to them. Some men say they don't care. Some men say yes, you know, and some men say no. You know, we just have to understand who we are with in a relationship and come to our own personal conclusion. Okay. Number two, authentic and genuine. That's a very good one. But again, men are who they are. They like what they like. You know, you can't just say, oh, he's going to like me because I'm authentic and genuine. I don't want you to think that this is law. This is an opinion. This is an opinion from a blog. Independent. Okay, this is another opinion. Because some men like independent women. Some men like women as, you know, they want to be Captain Save-A-Ho. So, yeah, I said it, Captain Save-A-Ho. A lot of men don't want no woman that's independent. So we need to get that out of our head. Every man wants an independent woman. Now, the men that I've dealt with, they love an independent woman. But there's some men, and I have had girlfriends, that they feel like they don't want their woman to work. They want their woman to depend solely on them for income and everything else. So they're not. This is not a true statement. This is only true if this is the way your man is. But as far as for all of them, no, it's not true. Last one was independent. Next one, intelligent and curious. Okay, intelligent and curious. Again, this is another opinion because independent and curious would only mean that she's very, very smart. And if he's doing something wrong, she's going to be on top of his toes. Men don't like women to be like that 24/7. It kind of irritates them. So again, this might not always work for a man. So like I'm saying, I'm looking at it and it says signs of a good woman. Yeah, you're a good woman, but you're a good woman to who? A good woman to who? A good woman to who, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go there.
A good woman to who? A man that wants to accept that, or a man that has the standard of what I'm talking about right now. Yes. You got to realize everything don't work for everybody. Everything don't work for everybody. And long as we understand that, you will have the best relationship possible. But as long as you keep going on these standards, thinking that everybody got to do the same standard. Oh, I got to do the same standard as my neighbor. I got to do the same standard as my girlfriend, my sister. Guess what? I do what works for me and my family and my man and vice versa. And guess what? I expect my sister, my friend, my neighbor to do the same. Yes, that's where I'm at. You know, you don't have to listen to me. You do what you please, but I know it works for me. No problems. Next, confident. Men, you know, they like a woman that's confident. And sometimes they might think you're a good woman when you're confident. Okay. But then sometimes a man might, like again, that you have Captain Save-A-Ho. He might want to come in and save her and feel like he's done something. So all men don't want a woman that's too confident. I'm telling you, I've been through it. All men don't want a woman that's too confident. So that's not true 100%. Supportive. Some men, again, a statement that can go either way. All men don't want a woman that's supportive. Because then they feel like, you know, they feel like that they're incompetent. Or you're saying that they're not able to be a man or produce or be productive or, you know, stand the ground of a man. Especially alpha males. Oh, my goodness. Especially alpha males. Yes. And narcissistic men. Yes. This is really, really, this applies to narcissistic men. I've dated some narcissistic men and oh my God, you be supportive of them is almost saying that they're, you know, like they're handicapped or they're disabled. Don't ever do that with a narcissistic man. Always let them know, make them aware that they're able to do whatever they need to do. Because if you act like you're trying to be supportive, they feel like you're trying to handicap them. Yeah, I'm being honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. This is real. You know, and somewhere, I know it's women out there that can relate to what I'm saying. Trust me. You know, because I'm telling you, it's just, it's sad, but it's true. It's sad, but it's true. Empathy. Having empathy. That's the next one. Men don't like to feel like they, you know, being a basket case or, you know, a case where they, you know, having too much empathy can damage your relationship with some men. They don't like that. They don't like you to feel sorry for them. They don't want you feeling sorry for them. All men are not like that. Some. Now, we got a few. Got a few, ladies and gentlemen. But some do not want you coming off like Ralph Tresvant. No. They don't like it. The next one, compassionate and forgiving. Yeah, I see a lot of men want that because a lot of times they get into some mess and then they want you to be forgiven. And this one is very high in the relationship. I've noticed this one, compassionate and forgiving. And I'm going to tell you why I say this, ladies and gentlemen. Not because they always naturally want you to be forgiven, because they want you to forgive them when they mess up in most cases. Now, it's not all cases. Some men are naturally like that, and they naturally want their woman, and they think it's a good trait for a woman to have that. But I've seen men take advantage of that when women are compassionate and forgiving because they know that they're already in the door. The ones that's already on nonsense, coming in a door, they know if you have that trait, I'm going to get away and how much she's going to tolerate in this relationship. See, I'm calling it like it is. I don't like doing this all the time because a lot of times people don't want to hear the truth. They say they ready for it, but you're not ready. You're not really ready for the truth. I am the truth when it comes to the relationship as a woman. You know, just like the men, you know, you got all the men doing it. I am the truth. Nichelle Lamore is the truth. So if you want to hear the truth, then you need to tune into Nichelle Lamore from a woman's perspective. This is, it's what it is. You know, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it because I've been through some hardcore, been down some hardcore roads, baby. Trust me. And it's just real. I don't like to lie about it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. My mother told me long time ago as a little girl, if you're going to do something, do it right and be honest about it. And this is where I'm at right now. So the compassionate and forgiving trait, yes, men love that. But guess what? All men don't love it for the right reasons. They like it because they know in the back of their minds
if they got some nonsense going on, you're going to forgive them. Already they collecting their tickets or their passes. How many passes they're going to get with a woman like that. And guess what? Then the woman that's compassionate and forgiving, she turns out to be bitter or angry. She's no longer compassionate or forgiving because you didn't ran through her. And now she don't trust nobody. I wonder who I'm talking about. Yeah, moving right. I know they like, oh, I'm sorry. I just got to give it to you in the raw, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to play games with this. I really don't. Moving around and moving on. Kind. Oh, I can see that. You know, that's one that most of them all want. They want a kind woman. Who wouldn't want a kind woman? You know, a kind woman, that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't think nothing is wrong with that at all. I don't think nothing is wrong with being kind. I think that's a good one. That's one that you probably find very common that everybody really wants. Everybody wants, every man wants pretty much a kind woman, and they will consider you a good woman when you're kind. The next one, willing to meet you halfway. I think that's another good one. Because, you know, because like I said before, when they get into trouble, they basically want you to understand and be understanding, at least halfway understanding, so they can get out of it. And a lot of times if they're in a bind, they will come to you if they know that you're a good person, and whatever it is, they want you to meet them halfway. So I don't think that's really a bad one. They do appreciate that. Willing to meet them halfway. Yes, they will consider you be a good person with a good woman. The next one, consistent and reliable. Yes, that is a good one. That's a good one that they will consider you a good woman. But guess what? Again, like the other one, the forgiving one, guess what? They take advantage of it. They take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Not all men. Let's not go assassinating all men. A lot of men. Because they know that you're consistent. They know that they know how you are. They have figured you out. They figure how you operate, how you move, how you do things. And guess what? Sometimes that's a crutch in the relationship. Because if you're a reliable woman and you are a good woman, you know, in most cases, this is who we're talking about. A lot of times it's going to be a bad thing for you because he figured you out. And sometimes it's not good motives. So I'm not saying all, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't want you to think, because there are some good men out here. There are some good men that come in the door, don't want to play no games or none of that. But the ones that do play games, guess what? Shame on you. Because these women that's out here that are really good and really nice, you turn those good girls into bad girls. I wonder who I'm talking about again. But anyway, you turn the good girls and they're good girls gone bad and you wonder why. Yeah, you wonder why. So you got to be careful with that, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be careful and you got to understand who you're with. Pay attention to the signs. What I tell you about the red flags, do not collect them as trophies. Do not collect those red flags as trophies. Pay attention to them. Yes. Moving right along. Classy. Now, this again is an opinion. Just because you're classy doesn't mean that you're a good woman. Because there are some women that are classy and that are pure snobs and narcissistic. So classy is something that is how can I say it? I don't want to like stumble on my words. It depends on the man and what he requires and his standard in the relationship. Because every man don't have the same standard. There are some men that think that they might have a woman that's a stripper and she might be able to pay the bills, make love to him, take care of him, clean the house, take care of the kids. Does that mean she's not a good woman because she's a stripper? I mean, let's just put it on the table and say what it is. Because she's stripping for a living, ladies and gentlemen, does that mean she's not a good woman to her man? See, we got to look at what works for one person do not work for everybody else. You just got to get out of that. Get out of that mindset. We in a new age, new times. Everything don't work for everybody. What works in my household surely wouldn't work for you and your household. You know, so we just got to get out of that. That's like a old way of thinking. And it's not cool because it's not true anymore. It's not true. I just really think that we get set in our ways and we think that everything's supposed to go the way we want it, and it's not always the right way. Playful. Oh boy. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking about what is the message or meaning by a good woman, or who fits that description. Yes, I apologize. The phone went dead and I had to conclude in the podcast because I wanted to conclude in the ending part. We're almost at the end and I didn't want to leave you guys without, you know, even saying something to you. And in addition to concluding with the subject that we were talking about. I appreciate you guys if you conclude in this and you listen to it, because I want you guys to hear the full podcast. But we're almost at the end, moving right along. We were on, I think we were on, let me see, classy. That is a very, very opinionated statement. Every woman is not classy, and every man don't want a classy woman. So it doesn't mean that you're a good woman because you're classy. Now, this is not to say you should not be classy. You should be classy. But if this is your opinion, or this is your choice, or this is how you feel, or even if this is how you was raised, but it doesn't mean that you're a good woman because you're classy. Playful. Playful only means that you're in tune with your spouse, and you know how to make him smile. You know how to act a little silly. You know how to do things to not keep the relationship boring. You know, you want to keep excitement in the relationship. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You want to always keep excitement in the relationship because it changes things and it keeps everything fun and open. And, you know, I like acting silly in my relationship, so I can relate to that. You know, I'm so silly. I'm silly and I'm a comedian. I'm always playing and acting silly, cracking jokes, all the above. So, yeah, I understand that. It doesn't mean that I'm a perfect woman or a good woman. It just means that I know how to be in tune with my guy. Yes. The next one, inspiring. You want to be inspired. Your guy wants to be inspired by you, or you want to be inspired by him. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a good woman. It just means that you know how to motivate him. You know how to say some good things to him that are positive. You know, you want to be positive in your relationship at all times, as much as possible. It's not going to always happen like that, but as much as possible. That is always a good thing. There are some men, or, you know, I hate to say it, that like women that are just drama filled. And I don't know how that works out, but so you can't say that inspiring, it would be a good thing to have. It's very good to do, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a good woman. You know, all these traits are just really like opinions. They're basically opinions. Down to earth, another one. That's another opinion. Down to earth is just clearly like you're just being a realist, like Neshe Lamore. You're being a realist. You understand what, you know, what the real is. And you're not in denial, and you understand the truth, you know. And also, you can understand his truth, and you're not, how can I say it? You're not judging him by things he tell you, you know, in your relationship as well. The next one, passionate. Passionate just meaning, you know, you're loving, you're caring, you're very, you know, you're kind of seductive with your man or your guy or whatever. And, you know how to set it off as far as the romance, and set it off when it comes to lovemaking and all the above. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. And I think most men want that, whether he's consider you a good woman or not. I think all men like that. All men. Open to learning. That's another opinion. You can't say necessarily all men are open for learning, because like I said to you earlier when I was discussing things, some men like a woman that's basically... they like a woman that don't have how can I say it, that don't have that smarts, because they like to be the one in control as far as knowing everything and taking control. And if this works for you, then this works for you. It's nothing wrong with that if this works for you. It wouldn't work for me, Nishayla Moore, but some women it works for. So we have to get out of judging other people's relationships and looking at what we wouldn't accept or tolerate and make that the standard, because that's not the standard. That's not the standard. Everything that works for somebody else doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you, and vice versa. So we just have to understand to respect others and to deal with people for, you know, face value, what it is. If that's what they like, that's what they like, you know. And don't pretend. Be in your truth. You know, be in your truth, because you want to be with somebody that, you know, you can make happy and they can make you happy. And you don't want to be lying to yourself, trying to be something or do something that's not working for you. You want to do something that's working for you, that you know that you don't have a problem doing and that you're happy doing. You know, be happy when you're doing something to make somebody happy. Don't just do it just to be doing it. Be happy doing it. It makes a difference in your relationship. I want to conclude everything that I've said. Basically, I just want people to really get out of the trying to make a standard for a good woman, because everything that works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another person. And women, stop beating yourself up or putting yourself on a standard of your girlfriend and your sister and everything she's doing in her relationship and thinking this is the way to keep a man, because it might not work with the next man that you get or the man that you're currently in a relationship with. You have to do what's best for you. You have to do what's best for you and what works for you. And that is my conclusion with Nishayla Moore. Love yourself, pay attention to red flags, and stop letting people put standards on your relationship. You should be the one, just like you, the CEO of your life, you're the CEO of your relationship. You know what you and your partner want, what they desire, and what, you know, you need to make it work. So stop letting people say, oh, you're not a good woman, or he needs a good woman. Don't nobody know if you're a good woman but the man that you're with. So if he's not complaining about it, then guess what? You are a good woman. So with that being said, you have to know yourself, love yourself, and don't always take everybody's advice. It's okay to take a little here and a little there and listen to people, because it's nothing wrong with that. I listen to people. You know, Nishayla Moore, yes, I listen to people. That's why I've got to where I am now. And it's okay. It's okay. We all in learning stages in our life. If you're not learning, then something's wrong with you. Everybody is still learning, even at, you know, an old age. Everybody is in learning stages. We can learn something new every day. I thank you guys for, you know, following Nishayla Moore. Like, share, and follow. I apologize for the break in the podcast and the intermission. I really do. That doesn't normally happen. But I would have let the other one just go and just let that happen. But it was some other things I wanted to discuss. I wanted to conclude with the conclusion, because I wanted you to hear the ending part about the good woman. I thank you guys. I love you guys. I love all my followers and people who believe in Nishayla Moore. Continue to like, share, and follow. Continue to believe in Nishayla Moore. Great things are coming. I just thank you guys. And I'm going to continue to bring the content. You know, I'm going to continue to bring the content, and hopefully one day soon I'm going to be doing more lives with the podcast, not the lives with just the lives with the podcast, so I can interact with my people as we do the lives. And already it's September and we already, you know, 4 months away of a new year. So I tell everybody, you know, do what you do to make you happy. Be at peace with yourself. And be around a lot of positive people. People that are going to support you in whatever you believe in. And whatever you're going to try to do or doing. You know, you always want to be at peace. You don't want to be around a lot of negativity. Life is too short for that. So, with that being said, Nishayla Moore is about to go. And I just want you guys to continue to follow me. Continue to like. Continue to share. Continue to follow. And I keep you updated. I love you guys. I always tell you guys this all the time, because without you, there will be no Nishayla Moore. I have to always acknowledge that. Without you guys, there would be no Nashayla Moore. Thank you guys, and God bless.